AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The Democratic presidential primary candidates have held their last debate, last one anyway, before voting begins in 2 weeks, and with polls showing the race tightening. One topic in South Carolina tonight was health care. Here's Senator Bernie Sanders.
My proposal: provide health care to all people, get private insurance out of health insurance, lower the cost of health care for middle-class families by $5,000.
Hillary Clinton said the Affordable Health Care Act has been good for Americans.
We finally have a path to universal health care. We've accomplished so much already. I do not want to see the Republicans repeal it, and I don't want to see us start over again with a contentious debate.
Former Governor Martin O'Malley talked about incentives and his ideas for improving health care.
We pay them based on how well they keep patients out of the hospital, how well they keep their patients. That's the future. We need to build on the Affordable Care Act, do the things that work, and reduce costs and increase access.
Even as he hails Iran's release of captives and implementation of the nuclear deal, President Obama is slapping new sanctions on Tehran over its missile testing.
Officials have determined one, possibly two tests last fall violated UN mandates, so the administration's targeting 11 individuals and Iranian entities. Even though nuclear sanctions are now lifted, the president says non-nuclear sanctions for support of terrorism and other rogue behavior will be enforced vigorously.
We are going to remain vigilant about it. We're not going to waver in the defense of our security or that of our allies and partners.
Still speaking to reporters, Obama said the nuclear deal and the freeing of captives do open a door that could lead to ending Iran's isolation, and he's encouraging Tehran to walk through it. Mark Smith, Washington.
This is AP Radio News. A late basket gives Wisconsin an upset win over number 4, Michigan State.
Freshman forward Ethan Happ's reverse layup with 10.2 seconds remaining was the difference maker for the Badgers in a 77-76 victory over 4th-ranked Michigan State at the Kohl Center. Junior guard Bronson Koenig scored a career-high 27 points. Junior forward Nigel Hayes added 25, and Happ added 14 to help the Badgers break a 3-game Big Ten losing streak. Senior Denzel Valentine scored 23 points for Michigan State but couldn't hit a 3-pointer in the final seconds to prevent the Spartans from dropping their second game in 4 days and a third straight to Wisconsin. Benjamin Wargle, Madison.
South Korea says North Korea has launched an estimated 1 million propaganda leaflets by balloon into the South amid increased tensions between the rivals following the North's recent nuclear test. Seoul's defense ministry says the North's military has been sending the balloons on a near daily basis. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.